Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO. Ready to pop the question? Let your love sparkle with Blue Nile. Blue Nile has helped millions of couples create their perfect engagement ring. Their easy online tools will let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style. Blue Nile's bench jewelers will then handcraft her one-of-a-kind engagement ring, the perfect ring to celebrate your love. Right now, go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more with guaranteed free shipping and returns.
What have we here but the last few hours of November? Ready or not, the holidays are nearly upon us. Whether that means the Christmas season, whether it means Hanukkah, whatever it means to you, oh, they're here. To me, it means, well, a lot of driving in the month of December, I'll tell you that. And it also means that I've got very little time left to do a lot of stuff. I know I'm not alone in that. I'm finding it very hard to comprehend the fact that it is the month of December for half the nation already. And very soon, the rest of the United States will be into the month of December. And actually, at the World Cup, it's already the month of December. So in Qatar, where they prepare for the knockout stage, December is upon them. It's weird, right? A World Cup in late November and early December. It's a little bit like holding the World Series in November, though that's becoming more and more common. We have got a night of calm-ish. A night of calm-ish before the storm. Because we're about to kick off week 13 in the NFL. Looking forward to these last 6 weeks of the regular season. Hard to believe, but last 6 weeks of the regular season, and they start off with a doozy. I hope it's a doozy. The Bills and the Patriots from a division where every team is above 500. That's the AFC East. So that'll be our first game of week 13. And then on into what is championship weekend in college football. A massive, humongous, enormous, critical, crucial. I'm going to try to pull out all the adjectives I can. Nerve-wracking U.S. soccer match on Saturday morning. So we start college football conference championship games on Friday night, go into Saturday morning with soccer against the Netherlands, and then on into the rest of the championship, plus other World Cup games that take place this weekend. And before you know it, boom, right into Sunday NFL. It's kind of crazy to think about how quickly the season has gone by. And I very often look back and remember, this happens every year, not just this season, but I look back and remember how desperate we were for the NFL to get to training camp and then to get through preseason and then to start week one. And okay, now we're going to figure this season out because we've had a month under our belts and it's supposed to make more sense now and teams are supposed to settle in and we're going to see their identities. We're going to see the cream rise to the top. And here we are through week 12, and I can't believe that there are only 6 weeks remaining until we get to wild card weekend, supersized wild card weekend. And honestly, we know very little still. So typical of the NFL. On this edition of the show, I have many burning questions about the season as we face the final 6 weeks. And I want to hear from you, your burning questions about the final 6 weeks of the regular season. Now, it could be about who ends up winning the NFC East. Or do all the teams from the NFC East make the playoffs? Maybe it's about the future. Because let's face it, there are teams that are already game planning for the future. Or if not teams, fan bases that are definitely looking ahead to the future. And no, I'm not going to tell you who your team should draft. But when that becomes the main topic of conversation, well, you can understand what that means for a season, what that means moving forward. And honestly, when was the last time the Packers were in that conversation? But this is the NFL. The NFL is, well, we know the moniker, not for long, but also the NFL has this uncanny ability, the system, the way it's set up, makes it very rare that one team can stay on top for too long, or the opposite. If they're actually trying, that one team can stay down for very long. I have a tweet saved on my Twitter account, and I continue to go back to it as a point of reference. There are only four teams. This is from the NFL and CBS. Boom. There are only four teams that have reached the playoffs in each of the last three seasons. Only four. And we played a game of trivia with producer Jay not that long ago to see if he could name them. What did you get? Three of the four? Right.
Yeah, three of the four.
Chiefs, Bills, Titans, all in the AFC. Packers, the only team in the NFC to have reached the postseason each of the last 3 years. But the Grim Reaper has come a-calling for the Green Bay Packers. Because when you're on top, everybody is taking aim at you. And in the NFC North, they've been the cream of the crop. Maybe Aaron Rodgers shouldn't have been so quick to talk about he and the Packers and the way they dominated, or they dominate the NFC North since he got there. Remember that little...
People are coming here to play with me.
Remember that little dime that he dropped from the preseason about looking at the NFC North and we're the team to beat? We've essentially dominated this division since I got here. Oh.
I don't think so.
So what are your burning questions about the NFL season? I would say in Cleveland, pretty much every question revolves around Deshaun Watson and what he looks like when he gets back on the field this year. Week 13. Again, how did it go so quickly? And I'm not telling you it seemed like an eternity. 11 games didn't seem that long when that was the settlement between Deshaun Watson, the NFLPA, and the league over the time that he should be away. 11 games doesn't sound like an eternity, but what did at the time was December. He won't be back on the field until December. We were lollygagging around in Labor Day weekend, enjoying the heat of summer, at least those climes that actually have the four seasons. And it's now December in Houston and in Cleveland. And pretty soon for all of us here in the US of A. I hope it was a good November for you, though. It was a good November for me. There were some real positives. Did a lot of traveling, a lot of road trips. No flying, but a lot of road trips. Got to see a bunch of friends that I haven't seen in a while and enjoyed spending time with. Did some new stuff. Actually, some real new stuff. Got out of my comfort zone and tried some new activities and some new groups of people that I hadn't previously met. I'm getting bolder in that regard. I'm like a bull in a china shop. I join a new group and I just start talking. Are you surprised by that? Of course you are. So surprised by that. And actually, it's funny because I get intimidated in those situations, but I do it anyway. Just like here on the radio. Sometimes I don't always feel like hosting a show. I don't always have the enthusiasm or the energy that I portray here on the show, but you just got to talk yourself into it. I'm good at that. I can talk me into it. I can talk you into it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. What are your burning questions about the rest of the NFL season? I have so many, but I don't want to steal your thunder. With 6 weeks to go, what burning questions need answers in the NFL? That's a good way to phrase it. With 6 weeks to go in the NFL season, what burning questions deserve answers? So we're going to put up a post on our social media, both Twitter and Facebook. You want to talk about questions? The unthinkable has happened in Denver. And no, I don't mean their playoff drought being extended. Though I think there were high hopes in the Mile High City that the playoff drought would be over with the new regime. Makes it sound like it's communist China. With the new era. And the burning questions revolve around what changes. How do you fix what has been an unmitigated disaster? And let's be fair, you can't really change the quarterback piece without taking a massive financial hit to your team, which will set the team back just as much. So burning questions about the Broncos. What do they do moving forward? Because the offense, it's rock bottom in the NFL. We'll welcome Troy Rank back to the show. I always feel badly when I bring in NFL or NBA or NHL insiders, just in general, some of my favorite guests, and it's all doom and gloom because there's really not a whole lot to be excited about in Denver. And so I'll have to ask these pointed, burning questions of Troy Rank, and he may never want to come on the show again. To be fair, though, he's buried in it the last 12 weeks, so I guess this is pretty standard to him. And the reports are today out of Denver that Russ has lost the locker room. So you'll hear the responses from both Wilson as well as the head coach Nathaniel Hackett. But you want to talk about burning questions? There are about a bazillion of them in Denver. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, that's our show Twitter, and then also on our Facebook page, Jay and I were brainstorming before the show about a fun holiday idea or two to get you all involved before the end of the year for After Hours t-shirts or the After Hours Zoom room. We did it once. It was a big hit. I think we would like to do it again. Timing sometimes is a challenge, not just for Jay and I, because we don't sleep the same hours, but also to try to get people around the country into a Zoom room. But we hope to do that again. Maybe we'll celebrate the first of the year that way. But definitely we want to do another t-shirt giveaway in the month of December. Only problem is the t-shirts are not festive Christmas colors. If you don't know about the summer, well, it was midsummer swag. Now it's about to be, holiday swag? Sweet swag for the holidays. Could you imagine if people got our t-shirts and then gave them away for Christmas presents?
That'd be a great gift.
It would, except, yes, it would. It's just that they're bright orange is all I'm saying. I love bright orange, but bright orange is not for everyone.
No, but it's, once you see it.
Instead of an ugly Christmas sweater contest, it could be an ugly t-shirt contest.
It's not an ugly t-shirt.
It's a nice where's t-shirt. Yours, Jay? Have you worn your t-shirt?
Mine's around.
He doesn't wear it. I would say he could wear it to clean, but he doesn't clean. So
I clean things.
You clean things?
Sometimes.
He cleans his car because that matters to him.
I do.
The rest of the house, not so much. The pool. Is your pool covered now?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to freeze,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Usually there's like a little layer that gets on top of the layer of water that gets on top of the tarp and it freezes. I used to skate on it when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, when no one was home. That was a big no-no. But
could you push Moose out there to skate on it?
I probably could. Probably could.
Interesting. What about the pond? How are the fishies? Do they freeze?
They can live under the ice, the koi's, yeah. So like
they like the cold?
I don't think they like it per se, but they can
have you asked
withstand
them?
It. I've tried. They don't, not big talkers.
You should set Moose on the problem. He will get the truth out of them.
they're afraid of him.
It's because he stares at them.
He does with his jowls, so they don't like that.
They would lose a staring contest to moose.
Oh, they go right under the rock. They go deep they as hide. They can. Yeah.
They hide from moose chunks.
He's just being friendly.
But... Oh, that's him smiling.
Right, yeah.
Bulldogs, that's just them smiling.
Fish don't like big teeth. Looking at them from above.
Might think it was a shark. Those are shark teeth. Man, it's gotten cold over the past couple of days in the Northeast. But it's just the beginning. It's not even officially winter yet, for heaven's sake. So it's just the beginning. But we've got football to keep us company. We've got World Cup to keep us company. We've got NBA and NHL. The last I checked, well, Alexander Ovechkin is still setting records. Didn't he just score the most road goals, the most goals as a visitor in NHL history, passing Wayne Gretzky? I think I've got these numbers right. He scored 401 and 402, so more than 400 goals away from Washington. And he now has more road goals in NHL history than any other player. He's a bit like a Tom Brady. You can speak into the microphone instead of giving me hand signals that I can't interpret.
Yeah, it was 402 and 403.
Oh, I was so close. He also had to add 401 to get to 402. But yes, he passed Wayne Gretzky. That was this week. And it reminds me a little bit of Tom Brady. The longer he plays, the more records he's going to set. And I don't want to say by default. He's still leading the Capitals in scoring. Even at his advanced age, he's still leading the Capitals in scoring. And he's getting closer now. Don't tell me. He's 8 goals away from 800. 7 goals away from 800. Jay frequently likes to remind me that could happen in one night with Ovi.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why we're naming our after-hours dog. It's going to be a lab. I haven't decided which color. I forgot to tell you. I recently, at the Jersey Shore, encountered are you ready for this? A silver lab.
Silver
lab? It was silver. Do you know what a Weimaraner looks like?
I think so.
Okay, but they're from the Greyhound family.
Yeah, right.
And they're thin.
Long,
and they're,
right? Kind of thin, yeah.
Right. Well, they're not super long. They're actually relatively small dogs, which is why I knew it wasn't a Weimaraner, because it was chunkier. Labs are thicker. But it was a silver lab. Same color and same look as a Weimaraner, and yet it was a lab. And I thought, okay, that would be amazing. I said to the owners, because you know how labs are, they're goofy and they're friendly. And I said to the owners, I've never seen a silver lab before. And the guy said, me neither.
That's what they're officially called, silver labs.
Yes, it is a silver Labrador. I don't know about crossbreeding. I don't know if it's a thing now. But we could have a silver lab named Ovi. Except I really love chocolate labs. Just because I love chocolate. No, that's not true.
All labs are good, but silver labs, interesting.
Did you find a picture of one?
I did, and it says over the past few years, a limited number of breeders have advertised and sold dogs they represent to be silver, like gray color. So they're relatively new.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't want to do something from a breeder. I feel like there have to be a bazillion labs out there that we could adopt. We, don't you like the use of the we? Jay wants no part of this, but I want to have an after-hours lab named Ovi.
Apparently, silver, I'm reading they were crossbred with the Weimaraners.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. So now they would be uber expensive, which is not necessary to owe. Seriously, I don't even want to know how much. Are we talking thousands of dollars for a silver lab?
Actually, not as bad as you're probably thinking, but up there for a dog.
No, I don't pay for dogs. There's so many dogs that need adoption. I'm pretty certain we can find a goofy chocolate lab somewhere that needs adoption.
I'm sure there's a lot of them, which unfortunately, but in a good way, but we can go find one. I said we.
You did say we.
Oh, now I'm roped in.
Here's the thing about Jay. Never take anything he says, like good ideas, as gospel, because he's usually just joking. I have learned that the hard way. I get all excited when he says stuff like, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And then it doesn't happen. And I realize he was just kidding.
Well, I mean, I'm not getting a dog anytime soon.
No, you are not getting a dog anytime. You have a dog. So do I. I'm not getting a dog anytime soon either. Penny would not be happy with a goofy lab running around. I do love them, though. They're cool.
I think she'd like a silver lab.
You think she would?
I think so.
Do you think you would like to pay for that silver lab for Penny to have a companion? Exactly.
I don't think she would like that.
You don't think she would like that you paid for it?
Yeah, I don't think she'd like that.
Oh, I think she would take your Christmas presents. But actually, I think she'd prefer a treat, a biscuit in the form of a lab. She'd eat that.
Probably.
That dog eats anything I put in front of her face, which is a good sign since she has diabetes. And one of the ways that I knew something was horribly wrong is that she stopped eating, which Penny does not do. So we're off and running. Some of us already into the month of December. With 6 weeks to go in the NFL regular season, what burning questions deserve answers? On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Jay's going to put up a post on our social media, both show Twitter and our Facebook page. We're just getting started. And no, it's not going to be all NFL, though we are going to set you up for week 13. MVP chance in multiple arenas in the NBA on Wednesday night. It's too early for that. But, you know, fans get carried away. We get carried away as fans. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Ready to pop the question? Let your love sparkle with Blue Nile. Blue Nile has helped millions of couples create their perfect engagement ring. Their easy online tools will let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style. Blue Nile's Bench Jewelers will then handcraft her one-of-a-kind engagement ring, the perfect ring to celebrate your love. Right now, go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more with guaranteed free shipping and returns.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gets it off to Booker. Booker will fire. Three-pointer. Shazam! And he's fouled, I believe. Yes. Foul will be on Jones. The three-pointer is good. And Booker will go to the free throw line. Booker still with the basketball. Puts up a long three. Shazam! Oh, brother! Unreal! He was in the parking lot with that one. Out on top now is Levine for Chicago. Levine, pass is picked off by Booker. Here he comes, whammo! And Booker has scored 50.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Al McCoy on Suns Radio, Shazam! I love that call. I can't steal it in my own play-by-play, but I do love that three-point call. And there were plenty of opportunities to say it for the Suns' big victory against the Bulls just a few hours ago. Devin Booker, 20 of 25 for 51 points and 6 assists. And get this, he barely played more than 30 minutes.
Feels good. You know, this is one of the nights where it was falling, those games where I miss a lot of shots, and I'm like, I got to keep shooting them. You know, I train enough to where I know I'm supposed to make them. And, you know, unbelievable screens tonight, unbelievable team game, and beginning to end, we play really well.
To be honest with you, I didn't even know he had 51. The coaches told me when we got in the back. I knew he scored a ton, but I didn't know it was 50.
Monty Williams had no idea. Booker was closing in on the half-century mark. So he torches the Chicago Bulls, only plays three quarters, and what does he hear? Chants of MVP, MVP. It's fairly common in the NBA, but it's kind of cool if they're raining down for you.
It's the best, man. I don't know. They announce it every game. I don't know how many sold-out crowds that is in a row, but it's impressive. Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays, it doesn't matter what day of the week is, they're going to show up. And show out.
it certainly was a special night. And to do it in 30 minutes, I think it was, yeah, he only played 30 minutes. So it's just one of those moments that you just sit and watch a guy get hot, and then you see everybody feeding off of it, and it felt like every time you let it go, it was just going to fall into the basket. I'm happy for him, happy for the his family, the work that he puts in, you know, playing the right way, getting off of it, and ending up with 50 points is pretty cool. So it certainly was a good night for us.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get back to the NFL. We got a post up on social with 6 weeks to go in the regular season. What fire questions, what burning questions need to be answered in the NFL?
Intensity.
They deserve intensity and answers in the NFL. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. By the way, producer Jay told me he thinks that our t-shirt contest for December should have to do with our YouTube channel. So I think you're going to need to bookmark that one and subscribe to it as well. Mostly just give Jay that special Christmas present because that would make him super happy.
That would be very nice.
Sour Patch Watermelons and subscribers on YouTube. That's all Jay needs for Christmas.
I'm a happy man.
I wish he would get a new phone because his phone refuses to accept my text messages. There's something subliminal going on here.
You tell me because I don't even know what...
Tell you, my phone doesn't have any problem with text messages.
We think. I mean, what if this whole time it might be
How come no one else in my life then has...
I don't think I've had this issue with other people.
Rejected my text
either.
Message. How would you know?
That's a very good point.
You often tell me you never texted me back. Well, I did. You just didn't get the text message. So how do you know you're not getting texts from other people?
That's true.
All right. Good point, Amy. So on our YouTube channel, look it up, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, because that would make Jay happy. And he needs a new phone. Those two things are not connected, but I need to throw it in there. All right, so we had the MVP champs and chance with the MVP champs. We have the champs and the chance in Phoenix, but they don't have the corner on the market there in the desert because they're taking place in Boston, too.
Marcus Smart straight away against Highsmith. Zips an entry to the free throw line. Horford kick out. Tatum straight away three. 44 for Tatum. His seventh three of the night. And the 21st for the Celtics. Lowry just leaning on Tatum. Smart finds him anyway. Tatum steps, squares, three. Eighth of the night. Celtics by 10. 2:10 to go.
Jason Tatum stopped short of 50. So he ended up with 49 points, 11 rebounds, but was 8 of 12 from beyond the arc. Sean Grandy on Celtics radio, and with a combo of he and Jaylen Brown, remember that duo that sets the tone for the Celtics that last year helped to get them to the NBA Finals, plus the addition of Malcolm Brogdon, who gave them 20-plus off the bench. The team was scintillating. The team was on fire from deep. 22 of 45 from beyond the arc, but those MVP chants, they were directed at one Tatum.
That means everything, you know, it's something I've dreamed about as a kid, and to hear it in front of our home crowd, in front of the best fans in the world, you know, it holds a special place in my heart. You know, I love this place, I love being here, and hearing that during the game gives you, you know, chills, and I'm glad we got a win.
To play the way he did last year, to be in the MVP race at times last year, and then to take the jump he's taken this year has been pretty incredible to watch. But undoubtedly, he should be leading the MVP race right now.
So that is his teammate, Malcolm Brogdon, new teammate, even as the Celtics continue to pace the field in the NBA. And we're not going to go deep on NBA standings. I do think, though, the story of the Celtics preseason and how they've started here in the regular season definitely indicates the galvanizing influence of losing their coach. Right, the circumstances with which they lost their coach and really can't get rid of their coach now because there are teams that are going to touch him, Ime Udoka, like the Nets. They wanted to bring him back, and ultimately Joe Tsai, the owner, decided that was not a great idea. So the Celtics still have him, but he is on ice. He's on the shelf for the rest of the way, and instead it's Joe Mazzulla. And he may be an unproven commodity, but he has the ear of this team. And they've got some veteran leadership. Again, I think the adversity. We talk about this a lot in the NFL over the course of a season because it can really drag on and weigh on you, especially if you're losing. The adversity that every team faces on its way to its destination. Now, in some cases, that's playoffs. In some cases, it's the complete opposite direction. But no team starts out the year ready to be a champion. You don't just step on the court, snap your fingers, and okay. And your pedigree doesn't matter season to season. Your experience can matter, but it's not a guarantee. If you look at the Golden State Warriors and the bumps and bruises they've experienced, right now they're sitting at 500. That's only because of a recent surge. Even the defending champions don't necessarily start the next year ready to win a darn thing. Every team has to go through the fire, so to speak. Every team has to face some adversity. And if they don't, they're probably not battle-tested. So here are these Celtics who are facing this adversity to start the year, kind of left with like a ship without a rudder, and yet we've seen the leadership rise up in the form of their interim head coach, but also and primarily in the form of their athletes in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart and others. Losing either highlights the leadership and keeps you moving forward, or it does the opposite. It exposes your lack of leadership and compounds the problem because people start jawing at each other, pointing fingers, and it tears you apart. Speaking of leadership, did you all see who was sitting courtside at the Celtics game tonight? Prince William and his wife, Kate. Wait, I guess they're Duchess, Duke, and I don't know. I'm so bad with the titles. Marco just gave me these eyes. Don't ask me.
You're those, looking at the wrong guy to know the what eyes. The titles are.
The Duke of, and Duchess of York? No, I don't know. See, this is terrible if I don't.
Wales?
I have no idea. Maybe you're right.
I have no clue.
They all have titles, but essentially he is Prince William because he's the son of the king and he's next in line for the throne. And they were taking in a Celtics game in Boston. How about that? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Strange too, no?
They must be on some type of a diplomatic trip.
They don't just normally go to vacation in Boston. I have no idea. I don't know anything about the royal family. I got to be fair. I don't.
You know who they are, though.
I'm aware of who they are. I know their faces. I'm not that guy that's watching whatever they're doing, the weddings or whatever. Like, that's just not my style.
Yeah, it's way over the top.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
But I prefer them to the Kardashians. If the Kardashians are American royalty, quote unquote, I think I prefer the royal family.
That's our royalty?
I don't know. What is our royalty? Who's our royalty? Thank God we have no royalty.
I got to tell you, right now, I feel depressed. That's that's as good as we got.
Tom Hanks is our royalty.
In a second, I go to bed now? That's ridiculous.
No,
I'm not dealing with that.
If I can't, you can't. I was being facetious,
that's
of course.
Brutal.
I actually think those two, that couple, are very classy, and they represent his mom, Princess Diana, and the royal family well. They were very close to Queen Elizabeth, that part I know. So I like that part. Only because it was a grandmother and a grandson, and I thought that was fascinating.
You know a lot more than I do.
Not a lot more, I wouldn't say. But I have paid a little bit of attention.
Yeah, none for me, zero.
Really going back to Princess Diana, my mom and I were fascinated with Princess Diana. So we watched a lot of what happened with her before she passed away and then her funeral. That was really the last big royal family event that I paid attention to other than the death of the queen.
Although I will say, I do remember it being young, but I remember when Princess Diana, when she got married, I remember that I remember because everybody was talking about it. And I was like,
I don't know the exact numbers, but there were billions of people all over the world that watched that wedding.
Yeah,
billions. Could you imagine billions of people watching get married?
No. And I don't understand why. I don't get why everybody's so fascinated by it, but hey, good. You know, everybody does their own thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the Beanie Baby?
I do remember the Beanie Baby, yes.
It's one of my first memories as a human, is the Princess Diana Beanie Baby was the biggest thing General in Beanie the world Baby? To try to get one of those.
That I don't remember.
The Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
I didn't know that
Beanie
it was that
Baby.
One.
That's it. It was purple. It had like a crown.
Were your sisters all about it?
It was impossible to get. I think we managed to get one through like one of my dad's coworkers at the time. Because everyone thought Beanie Babies was going to be so valuable in the future. Then you're just making up.
They were pretty valuable at the time.
They were. Yeah,
I still have some that were given to me by my grandmother, by my nieces gave me a couple, my little brother. So I have a few. I don't have a ton, but I have some that were special to me.
This is not a shock. I don't have one and I never did.
No, you're not a beanie baby guy.
No, I mean, I remember when they were big. I remember.
Yes, they were huge.
I remember somebody telling me once that they were collecting because that was going to be their retirement plan, and I laughed at them.
Right. But now, Jay's right. The market got inundated. So.
Well, I could have been dead wrong. I could have been that guy that was laughing at you when you invested into Apple, too, in 1983. Like, I didn't know. Yeah. But I just didn't. It didn't make sense to me at the time.
We're behind the curve is what he's saying. Okay, coming up, we talked a little bit about the adversity. Into every locker room, some adversity must reign. That's happening with the Denver Broncos through 12 weeks. And also your burning questions, 6 weeks to go. What NFL burning questions deserve answers? On Twitter, After Hours CBS, on our Facebook.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Page two.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's unacceptable, bottom line. You know, this organization, this tradition here, everything else, we got to honor it. You know, we got to honor it by winning. Been inconsistent. We had some good moments, some really good moments, and then we've had, some bad ones too, and allow us not to be successful, and so we got to get the losing out of our system.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Is that what it takes? Getting the losing out of their system? Russell Wilson following another devastating loss for the Denver Broncos. 3-8 now. I'm pretty sure it's the second worst record in the AFC and one of the worst records in the NFL. You have the Texans, who are 1-9-1. The Broncos are 3-8, tied with the Super Bowl champion Rams and the Chicago Bears, actually, who have 3 wins but 9 losses, have yet to take their bye. That's it. That's the basement of the NFL. With Russell Wilson at quarterback. The top of the hour, we'll talk with Broncos insider Troy Rank. He's joining us from Denver. He's followed the team all over on this exquisite journey since Russell Wilson was traded for and then signed to a fat contract. This is before he ever took a real snap in the NFL. It couldn't be worse. The unthinkable has happened in Denver. They finally get the guy they think is going to be their franchise quarterback, and it's worse than ever. Offensively, the numbers bear that out, but you don't really need the numbers to underscore what your eyes are seeing. And this past weekend, against the Panthers, Sam Darnold, their third starting quarterback in 3 weeks, and they looked better on the offensive side of the ball than did the Broncos. 14 minutes extra with the football, so plus 14 time of possession. The team rushed for 185 yards. You can't ask the Broncos defense to do any more than it's already doing. There's such a major disparity. We'll ask Troy, what can they fix? And truly, what is it like inside the locker room? Because that's where the reports always go. And there are reports that the locker room is done with Russ, that not only is he different and a little bit odd, I don't know him personally.
Everybody has to have an alter ego.
I know he has a different sense of humor than I do. And he can be goofy, but so can I. That part doesn't bother me. It's just that eccentric is accepted when there's winning, right? That's why a lot of rich people can do whatever they want. Because if they want to be eccentric and be strange, well, people will put up with it because they have money and they want to be around the money. They want to touch the money. When you start to lose or when the money goes away, then the goofy and the eccentric and the odd is a little tougher to stomach. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
To me, it's all gossip. I mean, I know how this locker room, we have a fantastic locker room. When you look at a guy like Russ, I mean, he's unbelievable. I mean, he works. I mean, I've never seen somebody work that hard. I've never seen somebody try to embrace a team like he has while he's here. From everything that he does, from walkthroughs to helping, I mean, how he is in the community. I mean, Russ is awesome, and we just need to do better as a team. It's that simple. And all that stuff, it is what it is. You know, I love Russ.
First of all, you know, everybody wants to win. We all want to win. You know, and nobody wants to win, you know, more than me and this team and what we want to be able to do. I think also as well, I got great relationships in that locker room. So whoever's trying to tear it down, you can't. This is a great, great team. You know, and we got great players. I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to play with this team and these guys. You know, and so, you know, there's always noise, especially when things aren't going the way that you want it to all the time. You don't bat an eye. You know that, you know, my biggest goal every day is to continue to try to lead at the highest level and to be consistent every day with my approach and to never change and not let the highs of life, you know, change you and not let the lows. Just be consistent with your approach.
There is a reason why the Seattle Seahawks did not feel comfortable and ultimately decided not to give Russell Wilson the deal that the Broncos did. And because they gave him the deal without seeing any samples from actual games, they're now stuck. But how stuck? What can change? And that's what I'll ask Troy Rank coming up at the top of the hour. If they don't change the quarterback, can they change the head coach? A lot of rumblings. Nathaniel Hackett in over his head. He clearly doesn't know how to be a head coach. Again, winning would change that, but how much does he have to do with the losing? And will the new owners, the Walton Penner family, be patient? Or will they decide they want to get their own leadership? Will they clean house and start over? Now, they're not a football family. We're not talking about a long history. People that run Walmart. But can that business acumen lead them in a different direction? As I say, this is the unthinkable. This was not supposed to be a seventh consecutive year of no playoffs with the Broncos. It was supposed to be the opposite. But a family member who sent me an email this week, finally, some common sense in the NFL with a link. Do you know what the link was? Broncos flexed out of Sunday Night Football.
Right now, I'm thinking about the Baltimore Ravens. I know we play them at 1 o'clock on Sunday. For that, I mean, it's expected. When you don't win, things like that are going to happen. And you know, we'll play anywhere. We'll play anytime. I mean, we'll travel to London again if we need to. But I think you know, it's just about, hey, let's get to the game. And right now, it's about Baltimore.
So Nathaniel Hackett's not taking that bait. He still sounds even keel. But as Jay just said in my ear, they flexed Patrick Mahomes out of Sunday Night Football. That's how little the Broncos are wanted or desired or bring to the table for a primetime broadcast. It takes a lot to boot Patrick Mahomes off primetime TV because he is someone who brings eyeballs to the TV. It's a little bit along the lines of the stunning decision to cut away from the debacle, or I guess the one-sided game that was Cowboys-Vikings a couple weeks ago, right? Because the Cowboys are America's team, but CBS didn't want a blowout on TV anymore. That's what Sunday Night Football they're trying to protect against. All right, we'll ask all these questions of Troy Rank from Denver after hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.